American drone has mistakenly targeted an Iraqi army patrol, killing at least 8 soldiers and an army general. Now, Iraqi politicians have condemned the incident, warning the U.S. against the consequences of such operations. Russian Asaglam has more from Baghdad.
According to a security source in Baghdad, an Iraqi general among with 8 soldiers were killed on Sunday after an army patrol from the Baghdad Operations Command was targeted in a U.S. bombing in Duwailiba, west of the capital. The source says American drones bombed Iraqi troops as they were making advances against ISIL militants. The bombing, however, gave Takfiri terrorists the opportunity to advance and surround the Iraqi troops and volunteer forces from 3 sides. The siege was broken in a coordinated operation between Hezbollah forces, artillery battalions, and the army forces. But targeting Iraqi troops by American drones is not the first of its kind, as they had earlier targeted Iraqi civilians in Salah ad-Din province.
There is always a possibility that airstrikes may not be accurate or may be wrong. However, the real problem here is in the lack of cooperation between the American drones and the Iraqi army. The question here is, are these airstrikes done in cooperation with the Iraqi side, or is it done after intelligence investigations that may not be accurate?
The Ahrar bloc of the Sadr movement has accused the American Air Force of arming ISIL and the remnants of the Ba'athist Party. The bloc has also warned the United States of the consequences of these actions and from supporting terrorism in Iraq.
The continuous targeting of Iraqi forces is considered a breach of Iraq's sovereignty. We are suspicious about the real goal from those strikes. ISIL is advancing, and those strikes are not stopping militants nor pushing them back.
Many analysts had earlier raised suspicions about the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, for it has not been effective nor precise. Analysts wonder whether this action was a mistake or a deliberate act, and stress that the U.S.-led airstrikes should be targeting militants instead of the Iraqi army and volunteer forces. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.